This is Weekend Edition. From NPR News, I'm Leanne Hansen. This week, Attorney General Eric Holder announced that federal law enforcement officials will no longer go after people who legally provide marijuana that's used for medical treatment. That decision will affect 13 states, including Maine. Susan Sharon has the reaction from activists there.
Charles Wynot of Westbrook, Maine, thinks it's about time politicians caught up with the public in their attitudes toward medical marijuana.
I'm so excited. I think Obama has done something that we've been wanting to do for 10 years.
Polls show a majority of Americans support the use of pot for medical purposes. Wynot says he smokes it several times a day to help increase his appetite and relieve vomiting associated with the drugs he takes to treat AIDS.
So nausea is the main thing. I mean, if you can't keep the pills down, they're not effective whatsoever. And you don't want to be sick all day.
Maine voters legalized marijuana for medical treatment 10 years ago. State law says they can smoke pot if they have a doctor's recommendation. They can even grow up to 6 plants for personal use. But many find that's too restrictive. And there's always been a catch. Federal law prohibits the use of marijuana for any reason. Even Maine law makes obtaining it difficult. So patients often turn to the black market.
They trashed the place and threw everything on the floor. They pretty much destroyed everything.
This week, Maine drug agents raided the home of Eric Freiberg and his girlfriend, Elizabeth Thorman. Both were charged with trafficking and cultivation of marijuana, even though Thorman has papers that show she's a designated caregiver under Maine's medical marijuana law. She says she provides pot to several patients, including Charles Wynot.
You know, I'm a 42-year-old woman. I've never been arrested before. I don't even smoke marijuana, but I believe that patients have the right, with a doctor's recommendation, to have medical marijuana as treatment. And I believe that patients have the right to safe access. They shouldn't have to be sneaking around. There should be a legal way for them to have access to their medicine.
Thorman is optimistic that she and Freiberg will be vindicated. In the meantime, they say they're encouraged about what they're hearing at the federal level.
I see a mixed message.
Roy McKinney is the director of Maine's Drug Enforcement Agency.
I'm not sure what's being said there. Is it we're backing off completely, or is it just those cases where it appears to be legitimate as opposed to illegitimate enterprise?
McKinney says confusion will exist as long as federal and state laws treat marijuana differently. And he worries that marijuana traffickers will interpret changes in U.S. drug policy as a green light to legitimize their business. Maine marijuana activists, meanwhile, have their hopes pinned on a fall referendum when voters will be asked whether they want to authorize a distribution system for medical marijuana in Maine. For NPR News, I'm Susan Sharon.